for you to be a financial contributor to the Sound of Your City fundraising campaign. It's day one of seven, and we are off to a fantastic start, thanks to those that have already donated. You too can help us reach our goal of $100,000. Please donate today at www.ciut.fm or call 416-946-7800. Tax receipts are provided. It's your radio station, CIUTFM 89.5. We look forward to hearing from you.
Proudly student and listener-supported community radio. CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city.
Sidewinder, Lee Morgan. This is CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. I'm Phil Taylor with the Taylor Report, your host. And big day today, part of our favorite thing to do because we're here because you're there. This station belongs to the people, and we rely on our listeners who are loyal and growing as a group. And you can go to CIUT.fm and donate and do it today, tomorrow, and every day you can, and as much as you can. Joining me is Ken Stauer, station manager. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good morning, Phil.
Welcome to the show. It's always good to see you.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
You should be around more.
No, it's always a pleasure to jump on the Taylor Report, especially during this time of the year, which is our fundraising campaign, and it's day one. It all began at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm very happy to report that we've had so many advanced donations. In fact, that's certainly the case with your program, and I'm sure you'll announce and acknowledge the names of the wonderful people that have already contributed. And we'd like you to contribute and show your support for the Taylor Report today during day one of the Sound of Your City. It's your radio station fundraising campaign. And you can go online at your convenience at CIUT.fm, that's CIUT.fm, or you can call 416-946-7800. You know, it's very important. We keep referring to what we do, Phil, as you well know, as an island of audio independence. We're here presenting what the mainstream and heritage radio world will not, does not, could not, would not, whatever. We're here presenting a wide array of different sound, of different spoken word, perspective, and so on. And even if people may not necessarily agree with what we're voicing and so on, they still stick with us because we are offering different opinion, different perspective. That's what we are charged to do, even by the CRTC. They are very explicit when they hand you a campus community radio station license, and that is that you differ completely from the mainstream heritage.
We qualify.
And the CBC even. So, yeah, we do.
Yeah, actually, and this is a big subject because we heard the BBC scandal, and some are looking at CBC, and they're saying to them, there's not enough difference of opinion there. You're not actually showing. Mm-hmm. They all got caught in a little nasty thing where they misrepresented our president.
Right.
And, listen, we can answer that point.
Well, listen, I have, in all the time I've been here, I've never taken CIUT for granted. And I really want to be very clear that we cannot let our listeners take us for granted either. We do need their financial support.
Absolutely.
And that they would right now show their support for this wonderful program, the Taylor Report. Phil Taylor is so dedicated, well-researched, and has a great sense of history and recall, unlike anybody else I know here at the radio station, and in fact, outside of this radio station. You bring such historical perspective that does not exist anywhere else. I'm very impressed with it, as I know our listeners are as well. And we do need people to acknowledge Phil Taylor, the Taylor Report. Donate now at CIUT.fm.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, do we have a goal number? Is there?
Well,
yes. Giving away the figure of what we're looking for.
Our goal is the radio station goal, and the campaign total is $100,000. And right now, you know, your goal for this show is $1,000, but you've already exceeded that in advance donations.
Well,
but nonetheless, you know, putting that all aside, I know there's a lot of people out there that love the show. They love Phil Taylor and what he presents each and every week. We would like you to please donate right now at CIUT.fm. Phil, as you well know, in the United States, National Public Radio lost the vast majority of its funding.
Yeah.
And I've often said, you know, you got to be careful because that kind of mentality and strategy could spill over the border.
Absolutely.
Well, as you well know, in 2019, we were dealing with what was known as the Student Choice Initiative that the provincial government put in place.
Hmm.
It was eventually found to be illegal and arbitrary and was overturned, not only upon the initial challenge to it, but Ontario government challenged the decision of the Superior Court and it was upheld. Illegal and arbitrary. So now what we're, you know, what's looming, the looming threat for not only us, but for the entire educational system is Bill 33. And this can impact everything from kindergarten through to grade 12 and, of course, post-secondary educational institutions. And specifically for us, this Bill 33 will allow students to opt out of paying for student groups and organizations if they are deemed to be non-essential. And that non-essential status is determined by the provincial government. They want, they being the provincial government, want ministerial oversight of how student fees are assigned.
Oh, ministerial oversight.
Yes, they do. They want they want control. And so therefore, they, based on what we already know, they've already determined that campus media in the province of Ontario is non-essential. That means they can allow students to opt out of paying for campus media for the student fees that they present to us right now.
Yeah.
And that includes campus media across the entire province. So the National Campus Radio Association and a number of student unions and groups are challenging their strategy being built. However, the disturbing news that came out last week is that the provincial government announced that they are not going to have any public consultation whatsoever regarding this Bill 33. And
muscle.
So what they're trying to do is push and ram this through. So
Allah,
it's a serious... Allah
Donald Trump.
It's a serious looming threat.
Yes.
And, you know, we have to pay attention to this. And I'm just mentioning all of this, not as a negative, but to let people know how crucial and important it is as the public that they do financially support this radio station. It is crucial. Mm-hmm. Please donate for CIUT and the Taylor Report right now at CIUT.fm. It's so simple to go online. It takes but a minute or two. Phil Taylor is so dedicated and committed to what he does here each and every week. He makes his way into the studio. And Phil, you can tell me, but I'll bet you I'm correct, that before you even get to the studio to do your show each week, there are hours upon hours of research and preparation that you do.
You caught me. You're right. The Boy Scout slogan, always be prepared.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you, by the way. That's Ken Stauer, who's the most articulate station manager in Canada. I can testify to that. I'm really glad you laid that all out. You know, as you told it, that is this strategy they have of making it saying, well, you don't have to give funds, so you can, you know, you can withdraw it. Is it, that's like the way they treat unions in the South. They say, oh yeah, you can have a union, but nobody has to be a member, and they don't have to pay dues, and so you organize it, but no, you can't have dues. We'll take care of that, So as a result, there are no unions. Frankly, they basically break their back, and that's a parallel strategy.
Well, as any teacher that may be listening knows, how this bill will impact the educational system at large, and it's not just campus media that's being threatened here. It's every student group and organization, from food banks to mental health centers. Everything is being deemed to be non-essential by those people sitting across the road from us or in Queen's Park.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you laid that out because this is what Ontarians are grappling with, this new reality, which is a knockoff or shade from the current regime in Washington, even though they have their problems with the president, they tend to emulate him. It does cross the border, for crying out loud. Actually, we compete with American broadcasters, you know, American this, American that. And it's a small curse that Canadians have to live with. But if they have independent radio, it's always been a vibrant part of the communities. The story in the States is a loss of so many stations. You know, the greatest one is holding on is KPFA Berkeley, which I used to listen to, and it shaped everything about me, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because of the diversity of voices, and I have KPFA friends, and I tell them what I used to hear, and they're shocked. They say, oh, they shouldn't have had that person on. I said, well, I'm glad they did, actually. Because, yeah. You know, they really lived up to what they... It was in their conscience. It was founded by pacifists. Yep. Actually, those were people who were conscientious objectors from World War II and the Korean War built that station.
Wow.
And every kind of voice is found there. And like one small confession, I was once listening to a remarkable woman with a great accent. Maybe it was the accent caught me. And it was mostly good, but then there at the end of her talk, I said, no, I think she's crazy. But anyway, it was Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand on KPFA. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd probably be investigated for remembering that. Go to CIUT.fm and donate to the great station. And now, Ken has mentioned, your goal is at minimum 100 grand. If you happen to have it, you could just pitch it in right now. I mean, I like to mention because we know there are really nice people, some really prosperous people who are generous with their money.
Yep.
I think it was Shaw said that a philanthropist is someone who's generous with other people's money. So if you have other people's money and you want to give it to a good cause, CIUT.fm, donate. If you would, mention the Taylor Report and call us at 416-946-7800. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. We have some great names. I'm going to be reading them out sometime soon. But again, CIUT.fm, donate. And you know, by the way, if you're in Hong Kong or Shanghai or Nigeria, you can call it 1-888-204-8976. There are such people. I have a few listeners in Africa because I'm working there some years ago. I left a trail of friends or enemies. By the way, I want to remind everybody, your friends may desert you, but your enemies will always be there.
Well, listen, you know, I do know on that note of where you have listeners, we have many listeners across southwestern Ontario and upper New York State and beyond as well. We get the emails and messages from people. In fact, we had one donor that came in last week from West Virginia who lost their local radio station, and it went to a soft jazz format. And he said, thank goodness for the internet, because, I'm sorry, I'm just getting ahead of the note here, they lost their radio station in West Virginia. And he said, thank goodness for the internet. I now have found CIUT-FM.
Oh, wow.
And he made a nice donation in American dollars to CIUT. And we just have to send them some swag.
Yeah.
And by the way, for a donation of $120 plus, we have a brand new It's Your Radio Station campaign T-shirt. We also have a bandana.
I want to see this bandana. As soon as I heard there's a bandana, I pictured myself on a motorcycle with it, you know, with it flying in the air.
Well, I understand a lot of people who have dogs like to put a bandana on their dog. So there you go, as well as them wearing it as well. But right now, before I go, Phil, I just want to remind people that Phil Taylor is an institution. He is a gentleman that has been at CIUT for decades, who has come here and presented some of the most powerful, compelling, and interesting information and delivered it to your ears. Information that nobody else is delivering to you. No other. He's delivered perspective, opinion, and fact out there and has been challenged on it a number of times.
Indeed.
And then proven to be correct in the end.
Heroic station and managers who stood up for principle and truth, actually. That was really Because you can't do the community radio without some flack, which is proof you're alive and that you're not just, you know, background elevator music. No, it's a real deal.
I wear the armor to take it, right? So anyway, right now, please show your support for Mr. Taylor, the Phil Taylor Report, every Monday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. You can do it right now at CIUT.FM. Just click on the big blue donate button, or you may call 416-946-7800. I'd like to thank Ron Meswak and Greg and Yarka, who are dedicated listeners and contributors to this station. Thank you so much, Greg and Yarka, and to Ron for your kind donations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they
continue on, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, please. After that, yes. What we do try to do is truthful and fresh information, and just to show, as Ken was referring, last week's show, we spoke to the authors of a really important new book about the treatment of Japanese Canadians at World War II, and another station called us up and said, "We really like that, and we were going to, you know, we want to play it." So, what do you know? We said, "Fine," but it. That book, we're very glad we had those guests in, and I'll be talking about the book a little more later in the show. But, of course, the key thing is CIUT.FM, donate, and give, as Ken laid out a real case there. It's a pleasure to have to such a station, but it's also a pleasure to fight for it, to say we want this. And because we want the wonderful shows, all the particularly music, great music over at CIUT, and the way you do that, if you want the kind of programming that commercial radio cannot give you, CIUT is the place. So call us up 416-946-7800, and. Of course, the simplest and most direct and the happiest way to go about it is CIUT.FM, donate. And I'll remind you, this is the Taylor Report. There's a couple of, we're going to cue some music here in just a bit. And once in a while, we bite into music. We like to play Joan Collins, I call it Marah. Poor old Marah. You know, Marah was a journalist, and he had a little underground paper. And as we all know from the painting, he wrote in his bathtub because he had a problem with a skin condition, and famously was murdered. But because he was an advocate of the people, he had a paper called Friend of the People, pardon me. And what a wonderful concept. So we play that once in a while to remind ourselves of what radio journalism should be. And of course, we like to play the If I Had a Hammer, but various folk singers have performed it, the Weavers most famously. By the way, I think it was before or after they sang If I Had a Hammer, they were blacklisted. it's a struggle, isn't it? Bertrand Russell had a great line. He said, in the Western democracies, we have our freedom until we need it. And as that we found on the show last week, talking about the Japanese Canadians and how they were treated, as their constitutional rights went up in smoke in a matter of, I would start to say hours. It was just really a stroke of a pen. and so our guests were, by the way, I'll just read them out. Eric M. Gill, pardon me, Eric M. Adams and Jordan Stanger Ross. And the book is Fighting Exile. It's, and I'm very glad we did it. I wanted to mention, apropos of that, that the something it was the kind of interview we do on CIUT, and that's why we're asking you to please support the station and the program. We spoke to them, I think, for almost 40 minutes, and you know that was just a taste of the issue. Because how in the world are you going to actually cover such a ugly political phenomenon, which accompanies every war, which is the instant disappearance of actual civil liberties and civil rights? Because if you say something that the government thinks is helping the enemy, then they'll simply arrest you. And that's the logic of wars. And a question I had for them, and I'd like listeners to think about it too, the Japanese Canadians were, the war was coming to an end. Japan was being defeated. It was practically over when the Canadian government decided that what they were going to do with those Japanese Canadians who had been removed from their homes on the West Coast and put in camps, they decided they would exile them to Japan, but they had to, of course, dupe them in the sense that they needed their signatures saying they're willing to go in order to not have any blood left on their fingertips when they got done with this operation. But something I wanted to know from the from Mr. Adams and the that I want to know this: did they deal with the issue of the fact that there was no Japanese government? The government, the country that they were being sent to, was U.S. occupied. The leader of the government at that time was General MacArthur. So I don't know how you could say we're going to exile you to Japan and there is no Japan. It's under occupation. And so you're not actually exiling them to Japan. You're there's an army officer, general, and boy, did he emphasize, yes, indeed, he was a general. MacArthur said he agreed, so he signs off on it. But that's absurd. And when they revisit it, I think that I would. I'm going to make sure we talk to these the authors again sometime. But I want to know: did some lawyer point out that General MacArthur is not Japanese and has no real authority? It's not a sovereign government. They've conquered the sovereign government of Japan, such as it was, and so he agrees to take Canadian citizens who are being, on racial basis, are being sent to Japan, and he says that's okay. Well, yeah, but that's not okay. That's an outrage, and that aspect of it, the Americans kind of get left out of this discussion, but you know, both governments agreed to do this, the American and the U.S. And, well, these kinds of details are not delved into broadly. Mainly in Canada, and the way it's done, and the U.S. does it too, is they work on what they call reconciliation and saying, well, a guy stood up in Parliament in 1988 and said he was sorry. But that doesn't anywhere near address the problem, because I think they should say that Canadians were the victims, not Japanese Canadians only, but once you violate somebody's rights, their constitutional rights, then you've attacked us all. So we need a more profound discussion, because really, at the end of the day, the issue is, are you going to do that again? And they always say, Scout's Honor, I'm not going to do it again. And then you say, okay, well, let's do it again. So this is the sort of thing we do on CIUT, on the Taylor Report. I better say the Taylor Report, because I want to take responsibility for that. CIUT.FM donate. And please, if you would, mention the Taylor Report. And if we do, we have a little bit of one of these songs. We'll hear a little bit of music just while you make out the while you get to get your card out and go to CIUT.FM and donate.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between all of my brothers all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between all of my brothers all over this land.
If I had a song, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between all of my brothers all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song.
And we're back. Call us up, 416-946-7800, CIUT.FM, the Taylor Report, and help us build this station and the great programming that it provided here, hour on hour, 24 hours a day, 24/7, great programming. I want to mention and thank some folks. And our dear friend, by the way, Rob Roth, and we always talk. This is Rob goes way back with us. Rob Roth was a outstanding fighter for the union movement. And by the way, there's a OFL convention. He was going on, or it was just recent anyway. We try to keep our eye on all these things, but it's really great to know that Rob, who happens to be also an outstanding poet, is supporting us, and we thank you very much. And David Jacobs and John Philpott. John, there's a couple of brave lawyers, by the way. Outstanding. You know, it's one thing to be a lawyer and represent people in one kind of issue or another, but then when it's a headline issue and there's a lot of anger and rage and there's a war that was involved and somebody says, I'm accused of a terrible crime and I didn't do it, there's many say, well, you know, maybe you should go to this other guy to get the defense because... You know, cases tend to be tried in public, and when they're big ones, and lawyers are really behind the eight ball when they start. If you have notoriety, press, and there's, I don't think courts permit enough of a change of venue in order to get a proper defense. But at any rate, both John and David have been really outstanding, not only in doing the work, But speaking up about the process and the need to establish the truth of the events of 1994 in Rwanda, and there, through them also, is a good time to remind everybody that there's a very brave, intelligent, highly educated woman, Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza, who is currently being held in, this time in prison. She basically has been under house arrest for all of her time in Rwanda. She was in Belgium when the 1994 events happened, but she, like many others who actually are familiar and with the issues there and issues of Congo and Uganda and neighboring states and the reality, the political reality of what happened in Rwanda in 1994 and what was behind it, particularly U.S. interests, wanting to remove and control the leadership and the resources of the Congo. At any rate, Victoire Ingabire returned heroically to her country, and she simply said that the truth has yet to be told, recognized in terms of who lost their lives. And she, because the United States and others had put in power a man who remains in power. He's been in power since 1994. Isn't that nice? And he's never lost an election. He always wins 99%. And yet Canada and the U.S., smile and treat him as though he's a good friend and an advocate for freedom and all that. She's not free. As she said, she wanted to tell the truth as she knew it and wanted to run for office. So they put her in prison. She spent a long time in prison. There was a detail that always bothers me. They shaved her head. They always do this. And they say, oh, it's hygiene. No, it's not. It's humiliation. They want that. It's just a way to. It's like putting someone in a little costume that they have to wear. It's a way to incriminate. I mean, lawyers have to fight all the time that they make sure that their clients who are presumed innocent are able to sit and wear their regular clothes and et cetera. But when they begin, you know, little tricks of putting cuffs on them and ankle bracelets, and in the case of the Rwandans, they have a little pink costume. It's a form of humiliation. She's been in prison a long time. And as I said, they had her out briefly where she is under house arrest. She has a political party. Members and leaders of that party have gone missing. Others have been found, their bodies, and there is a basic silence here and looking the other way, which is the meanest, cruelest thing you can do is pretend you have ambassadors and you have all these parliamentarians that keep track of human rights, blah, blah. Meanwhile, all these things go on, and Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza is there, and both John Philpott and David Jacobs have spoken up about this issue, and thank heavens, and there is an annual award given in her name so that people will not forget her and will rally to her cause. And both David Jacobs and John Philpott have spoken and at this the annual gatherings and have received the award. I'm hoping that the award will be not necessary and that she will be free. But we talk about such things on the Taylor Report, and you will not hear any discussion of it on the thing called the mainstream media. And further, let me stop here and say CIUT.FM. CIUT.FM, donate. I don't want to interrupt you. You know, you're trying to send us money, and here I am talking. CIUT.FM, donate. 89.50 will get you membership, and I think 120 will get you that bandana. I think he said a bandana, and probably a hat and shirt. Although I know people don't do this for the hat and shirt stuff, but they do it because they love the station, and the station loves you back. And I should mention the phone number, 416-946-7800. Hey, Dexter, thanks very much. And Salvador B., Aaron M., just so we know you're talking about you, Aaron. And Rudy M., boy, do we appreciate you. And, of course, Craig and Yarka, who belong to our spiritual camp because I know I can count on them to tell me if we're doing something right or wrong or when we're doing it really right. And it's good for our morale and keeps us working hard, I hope. As Ken mentioned, we do try to do our homework because you don't want to be when you talk about the kind of subjects I talk about, it's very important that you check your enemies to make sure you know everything they have said and what they think so that you properly represent them, particularly if they're a bunch of bankrupt creeps. This is CIUT 89.5 FM and Taylor Report. We do hope that you will be there for the station because the station's here for you. The sound of your city. I think we'll take, Pedro would agree, we'll play something about the Marat song if we have it, and we'll be right back too.
Years after the revolution and the old king's execution, 4 years after, remember how those courtiers took their final bow. String up every aristocrat, out with the priests and let them live on their fat. 4 years after we started fighting, Marat keeps on with his writing. 4 years after the Bastille fell, he still recalls the old battle yell. Down with all of the ruling class, throw all the generals out on their ass. Why do they have the gold? Why do they have the power? Why? Do they have the friends at the top? Why do they have the jobs at the top? We've got nothing, always had nothing, nothing but holes and millions of them. Living in holes, dying in holes, holes in our bellies and holes in our clothes. Marat, we're poor, and the poor stay poor. Marat, don't make us wait anymore. We want our rights, and we don't care how.
I think she's going to say we want a revolution now, which is apparent is our legal right. And we're going to test it, I guess, with Mr. Mamdani in New York. He'll be the first one into the pool. We'll see how cold the water is. This is the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. And Katja, thank you very much. Bora, I'm going to do it two ways. Bora Z, wonderful friend, thank you very much. And Fez, well, there's a wonderful guy, and we look forward to seeing him again soon. Douglas Brown. This is pretty nice for the Taylor Report. We're so glad to be hearing from people and getting, let me be blunt, getting that money for this great station. And a man named John Rodney Thorne is, and I think I know that guy. And he's a great union man, a great fighter. We do appreciate it. And Joseph Butt, thank you very much. Kubota, Kubota H, thank you very, very much. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT. Join all these great people who are helping us out here and go to CIUT.fm or phone us if you like, 416-946-7800. And if you are far distant, abroad, but listening on the internet, you can call us toll free at 1-888-204-8976. Somehow saying those numbers reminded me of Dr. Strangelove, where the characters are always giving their distances from target and their altitude and how much fuel. And it's always, if you don't know, you know, if you're trying to understand what's going on in the world and you want the short course, just watch Dr. Strangelove. Or you can read today's headlines about maybe we're going to save the economy by defense spending, and then watch Dr. Strangelove. And when they tell you we might have a dome, and we get to join the dome, and the master of the dome is the Don of Mar-a-Lago, but we get to join him under the dome, and everything will be fine and dandy, and all that defense money, everybody gets a little piece of defense money. And so stacking up weapons couldn't lead to anything bad, could it? It has to be just the smartest thing anybody ever thought of. We do have some voices now starting to say maybe we shouldn't do that, or why would we want to be hugging the Don at a time when we get into something heavy with somebody who also has those things which the history of weaponry tells you that one guy develops a marvelous defense, and guess what? The other guy develops a marvelous attack. Read about the Maginot Line and realize that this idea that we stack weapons and stack weapons and nothing bad's going to happen is malarkey. Here, Venezuela is being pushed and pushed the way a bully moves into a room. An U.S. aircraft carrier probing the waters of Venezuela. That's a horror story. This is CIUT.fm, and you can donate. An apparition has appeared. I think it is, if I don't mistake myself, Ken Stauer. Welcome, Ken. How's it going?
Well, I've been referred to in many different ways. That's a new one.
An apparition. I imagined it.
Anyway, listen, Phil, I had to drop by because you have roughly 15 minutes left in the show today, the Taylor Report. And I want to remind the audience that you are listening to a man who has presented so much different perspective and opinion, fact and news to our CIUT listeners for so many years. And Phil is still here, comes in every week, hours of preparation, research, and the like to present each show every Monday between 11 a.m. and noon. You know it, and I would love you to show that you value what Phil Taylor brings to the table here every week. Please make a kind financial donation. Give what you can, and all you have to do is donate at CIUT.fm. That's online. Just click on the big blue donation button. You may call 416-946-7800. We have such a broad range of people that we reach across Toronto, the GTA, southwestern Ontario, upper New York State, online. As I alluded to earlier, we've had a number of listeners in the United States, in West Virginia and the like, who have discovered CIUT, that have actually donated. In part, they found us because they lost their local radio station, and the stations themselves ended up going to formats like soft jazz and the like. CIUT is not going down that route whatsoever. We're all about diversity. We're all about bringing to you different content each and every day through music, spoken word, news, public affairs, and opinion right here on CIUT FM 89.5. We'd like you right now, it's all about Phil Taylor, the Taylor Report. Whoa. That's what it's about right now. And I would love you to please show your support for Phil Taylor. Acknowledge the wonderful work that he continues to do here on CIUT. Donate online at CIUT.fm and phone 416-946-7800. Now, coming up shortly is Mr. Steve Fruitman, another veteran of this radio
33,
station.
33, 45, 78.
That's right.
I love that.
Do you know the song? You know it. You can sing it probably. sing his show theme. But anyway, please show your support for Phil Taylor and the Taylor Report. CIUT, our goal is $100,000 as a station for this campaign. We're ripping along quite nicely. We've got a lot of advanced donations in, and people continue to donate online. It sneaks up on us. We have to keep running out there to catch the names of the people as they donate. But please show your support right now for Phil Taylor. Good luck, Phil. You've got about 10 minutes left in the show before Steve Fruitman.
Okay.
I know there are many people listening right now. Please donate. CIUT.FM 416-946-7800.
Hey, thank you, Ken Stauer. I'll get myself an energy drink for the final 10. And as long as Pedro sticks with me, you know, Pedro's a magician. So it rhymes with technician. So I always figure nothing can go too wrong because if we get stuck, I have a magician get me out of it. So this is the Taylor Report, CIT.FM. Donate. And I want to mention Ron Meswak. Thank you very, very much. And because I like to talk about Karen Snooks, who was a friend and supporter of the show, lovely, brilliant woman, and a strong trade unionist, and she was in the battles of the postal workers in the good old days on Front Street, where the Toronto Sun offered to said they were going to, it was Peter Worthington, was going to break their strike, and Karen, along with Ron and Peter Leibovich and so many others, said, "Well, you're not going to cross our picket line," and they won. And Karen also was a very wonderful artist, and I wish we were doing television because I could show you some of the artwork. But again, Ron Meswak, and thanks so much because the reason we're on the air is we've had solid listenership that wants us, the Taylor Report, to pursue the issues that we do pursue, so it's expected. So we try to be as good as our listeners. Let's put it that way. We're here because you're there. CIUT.FM, donate, and please, if you would, mention the Taylor Report. On a matter of who we interview, what the kind of guests we have, I would mention only a couple of weeks ago we had Diana Johnston, and she has written some wonderful books and has also led the fight against, let's put it, the illusions, delusions that plague so-called socialist movements and progressive movements. And she's very exceptional, and we're so fortunate that we were able to have her recently on the program. She's written a wonderful article for Monthly Review, and where she laid out the problems as she sees them, and she's a veteran. She was one of the founders of the Green Movement when it was a positive force in Europe, and she met many of the Shakers and Movers, as they're called. She has written a memoir, and she talked about meeting almost all the major figures of Europe. She has a nice pen portrait, if you're curious, about one of the most important figures of the 20th century, Jean-Paul Sartre. It's not flattering, by the way, but it's not taking anything away from him because he's a great figure, and he did contribute so much. But we need these books, and we need writers like Diane Johnson to be appreciated and read. But I would refer you to the Monthly Review, which is one of the most respected journals, progressive journals, and writes from a clear-cut perspective of the Marxist socialist tradition, and is founded by Paul Sweezy, who I can say, by the way, Ken has outed me as a veteran of many years of experience of traveling around a bit, and I did run into Paul Sweezy many years ago. He had been one of the biggest people in economics at Harvard, but he committed the sin of finding Karl Marx to be rather profound, and that's not permitted. So he ended up founding this wonderful journal, the Monthly Review. So back to Diana Johnson, she analyzed the left, and I'll tell you flat out what it is that she had to say that was so crucial to right now. She said that the left has surrendered to this vague idea, which came from the U.S. State Department and CIA and others, that human rights was going to be the top banner. You always have many banners, but the number one banner is, of course, the one that's at the top. And that is they created the notion that of human rights as a device where you say we want to make sure that you have a proper democracy and we will make reports about you. That is, they gave themselves the power, empowered themselves to interfere in the internal affairs of other states, saying, we're here, you see, for a look into your human rights. And then they muscle you to, and the way you get to be a human rights, you get your little card that says you're a fine person, a fine state, is proof that you believe in human rights as you are allowed to the United States. That's the short form of that. And she points out that it came from a meeting in Helsinki. It's called the Helsinki Accord, I believe. I would urge you to look it up. But the left, frankly, internationally, surrendered to that idea. And I remember reading remarks by the president of Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, and he got arrested by the ICC. He was the president, or I'm not sure whether the president or prime minister of the country. The French were there to make sure he got arrested, and there were mercenaries working on contract for the United Nations who helped grab him, and they took him off to The Hague, and they robbed him and his country of a popular leader for several years. I'm going to estimate it might have been 7 or 8 years. He sat in prison, and then what do you know? They didn't actually have any evidence on him, and they had to admit as much. And so his country was, the U.S. didn't like the direction his country was going, neither did France. Good old France is still, you know, they're now being thrown out bodily by West Africans, a form of French Africa. But that's the, as what Diana Johnson has written about, explaining how that all they do is weaponize this issue of human rights. And it's really perverse, and it's something we on the Taylor Report fight against. Which reminds me, I gotta say, CIT.fm, donate, we would really appreciate. But we're very proud of the fact that that is the kind of program we bring, is the voice of Diana Johnson, who she's been one of the preeminent writers, but because she is has such pointed and profound things to say, not everybody is comfortable with her, and I think that's a compliment for her. And her voice needs to be heard, and so you hear her on the Taylor Report. She has sent a couple of items that I know she directed to people who do news and cover of the same political issues she does. And whenever we get them, we pass them along to the Taylor Report. Michelle D., thank you. Atif K., thank you. And Robert P., thank you. And Adrian Z., Zed. Adrian, we really do appreciate it. This is Taylor Report, and these are great people, and we're so thankful that we have this endorsement, you could say, for the work we do. By the way, I'm going to give you just a heads up. Next week, we're going to be talking to Fred Anderson, who has written Eyes of Seeing, which is a really profound book. Fred is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and when he was 15 years old, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and others came to Hattiesburg to advocate for the rights of black Americans to vote, to register, and to vote. And he, at that age, stepped forward and, I think at the bidding of his sister, said, you go down there and find out what these people are doing. And that was, he was risking his life. That was Klan-dominated Mississippi. And the devil hasn't gone away, because right now Mississippi citizens are fighting once again to keep the rights that they fought for and won at that time. And Fred Anderson's book is a foundation for understanding what's going on right now in the American South, where Trumpism is really full-throated, and robbing people of their rights is they bellow about it because they're so proud of themselves. But Mississippi Democrats have won some recent victories. So we're going to speak to Fred Anderson next week about this, because we need his reflections on this. He had to, of course, flee and found himself in Montreal, where he quickly adapted and learned and understood Canadian history and Canadian politics, and became a very outstanding commentator on our times. So that's the kind of thing we do on a Taylor Report. CIT.fm, donate to the Taylor Report. I think a magician just threw that in just to show how much power they have. I have to say, I want you to go to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. They are having a speech by Dan Kovalik, who has written a book on the how Syria was. It's called Anatomy of Regime Change, and Dan Kovalik and Jeremy Kuzmarov, they have a new book, and Dan Kovalik is going to be speaking in Hamilton on the 9th of December. I apologize, I don't have the details in front of me, but go to Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. This is, again, what we do on the Taylor Report, and that book, by the way, has a foreword by Oliver Stone. That's going to be quite an event, and get the details. I think it's 7 p.m. at the at the Vision, something Vision Church on Main Street. I can sort of remember the details. So again, this is your opportunity, 416-946-7800. Or go to CIUT.fm and donate. And for my friends abroad, 1-888-204-8976. This is the Taylor Report. I think we have some more thank yous coming up here. And Patricia from New York. Hey, thanks a lot. That's a shot in the arm. Just a have a little influence in the same state as Mr. Mamdani. We're counting down here. 33, 45, 78 is coming up.